the federal government has a very strong approach to encouraging breastfeeding. It's the old saying is breast is best. We get better, more healthy children when they're breastfed for a period of 6 months or more. But what about when you can't breastfeed, when you have problems? You have to consult these lactation consultants, and it can cost $150 per visit, which is pretty expensive if you have them there a few times. And so there are calls now by groups that the government should fund Medicare rebates for these lactation consultants to help new mothers who are struggling with breastfeeding. Dr. Leon Levitt is an obstetrician. Good afternoon, Leon.
G'day, Adam. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How many women do experience difficulties with breastfeeding?
Well, while you say breast is best, it's also not so easy. It's natural, but not easy, and at least two-thirds of women have significant problems trying to establish it. So we've got to try and support them, help those that really can't do it, because there are a number that just can't. So we've got to not make them feel guilty about it. It's hard enough being a mum as it is without throwing guilt on top of it.
Yeah.
But we can reduce that two-thirds that really struggle and end up failing to continue to breastfeed by providing them with expert advice. And if we can get lactation consultants to visit them in their home and help them and make it affordable so that more women can get that help, then sometimes it's just a small problem that's easily fixed by a skilled person.
Well, I was going to say, because I remember with my kids, with my first kid, my wife, she couldn't, the milk wasn't coming. So my mother said, I'll just go to the greengrocer, get some cabbage leaves, stick them in the fridge for a while, put them on, and within a couple of hours, everything was sorted. So maybe there's a bit of old wives' knowledge we need to draw on as well, not just go for a high-paid consultant.
Well, it's not just old wives' knowledge. It's actually scientifically proven evidence that a qualified lactation consultant will give. And it's good, you know, if a young mum has got the support of her mother around, because often they're not around anymore, they're working or they live in another state. So if they've got family support, that's really helpful. But it's such a critical time in those first weeks and months of trying to breastfeed, and most girls want to try, but yeah, they just struggle. And if they could get the right advice at the right time, then they're going to have they're much more fun. They're going to be much healthier and happier in their own mind, and then the baby's going to be happier.
Right, absolutely. But I mean, what sort of skills, what sort of information do these consultants possess? And is it really worth that much when you're looking at $80 an hour?
And you just have to ask one of the women who are having problems, Adam. And when a girl comes along and just adjusts the attachment of the baby in a small way and makes all the difference, you turn from having cracked nipples and painful feeding and a tearful mother to a mum who's just enjoying the process and able to fulfil her desire to feed her baby through the breast.
And then indeed you might have a child that's more healthy, develops better in the longer term as a result.
Well, I'm not sure that we can put a big change on the baby. Breastfeeding is certainly the better choice, but it's not the only choice. And I don't want to have the feeling that women who don't breastfeed can't look after a baby in the optimum way. They can. Bottle feeding is okay, but breastfeeding is certainly the preferred choice.
Yes, okay. So I guess the question remains, yes, we can have these consultants and they form an important service, but should the taxpayer be funding rebates?
Well, even the World Health Organization have come out stating that we have a broader responsibility at the government and society level to support women through policies and programs in the community. It's not just an individual responsibility. And especially now in our society where we kick girls out of hospital on the first or second day and they just haven't had that education by the midwives in the postnatal wards because they just don't spend enough time there. And we've got less support in the community with family and friends not so close and mothers themselves in the workforce. I think there's a great opportunity to make a significant difference in the preventative health manner through government programs and make a difference right at the very beginning of parenting and help make better parents and support babies as well.
Yeah, but also, I mean, there's so much information available on the internet now. I mean, Dr. Google everyone goes to Dr. Google now. I mean, why can't you find that information there? Or is it so specialised, this knowledge, and so invaluable?
I don't know. Adam, do you play golf?
Play is probably not the right word. Suffer
it
occasionally.
If you had a coach come and adjust you face-to-face and adjust your technique, you'll change your golf so much better than if you were looking on the internet trying to do things. You need that personal contact and that personal assistance, and especially in something so intimate as breastfeeding.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll take that on board. Thank you for your time, Doctor.